about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, I am on. No question about it. And this is the Friday night edition of the broadcast Uncensored Radio Free America. Hey, don't forget, starting next Monday, we will be eclipsed by 1 hour for a couple of months, 1 hour a night. And that will be in the second hour. So it will be from 11 to 12 my time, which is Eastern time, and 10 to 11 Central time. Okay, so don't go looking for me in the first hour, but we're making room for another talk show to get started here and give a little variety until we get back to normal. And then I will be back again, we're told, a normal two-hour shift in a couple of months. So that's the word. In the meantime, I want to say hello to our guest tonight, and he is none other than the Bible Truth Man himself, Gene Smith. Hello, Gene.
Rick, how are you doing this Sabbath night?
Well, I'm doing fairly well, thank you, and praise be to the Messiah. Amen?
Exactly.
Amen. It's good to have you back, and the last time you were here, let's put it this way, not the last time that you had called in, but the very last time that we had a long program together was when you appeared with another guest who, of course, argued with each other on many points about creationism. And I'm sure tonight you would like to have the opportunity to go over some of those points again and to take questions from callers. In fact, one of the callers had called up and said that he had a question or two about what you see in the scriptures regarding creation. So I hope that caller, anyone, as a matter of fact, who disagrees or has a question or clarification on the subject will call tonight. That's my prayer.
Yes, I think this is very necessary to do what Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says to do, come let us reason together, and that's what the preachers and priests don't want to do. That's what, of course, the federal politicians don't want to do. We need debate, we need discussion, and we need to let the Bible teach us the truth, of course.
Indeed, and you are correct. I've been trying to get someone on from Pastor John Hagee's wonderful Cornerstone Church there right near you in San Antonio. And, of course, it has been like trying to pull teeth. So for whatever reason, and I suspect I know the answer to the question, I don't seem to understand what is their problem. What are they frightened of? Well, I think they are frightened of the truth, for one thing, and
right.
The fact that when they have to face questions from someone who's not particularly in their corner and a softballer, they run and hide. And you know, Satan does that all the time. Satan himself, as you know, is the accuser, the false accuser. And he will make charges and then run and hide. That's what Satan does. Jesus never hid from Satan. And that's one thing we can be proud of and be assured of.
He not only faced Satan, he faced Satan's children, literal children,
mm-hmm.
The ones that murdered him eventually. And he discussed and answered their questions, and he debated with them. And it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, that we're to walk as he walked. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, he left us an example. And his example is one of discussion and debate.
Amen. All right, Gene, first break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Gene Smith, and we'll take calls tonight, 800-313-9443. Any question is fair game. And I will be back, Rick Adams, with Gene in just three.
Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and Gene Smith, my guest. Gene, I went looking tonight for your program on shortwave, and I couldn't find it. Were you on?
Yes, on 5070.
5070, but on the net, shouldn't it? Are you still carrying on the net?
Yeah, I should be on the internet. Yeah.
WWCR. Well, there's four channels there.
I think it was number 3.
Okay. Well, I couldn't hear you at 8 o'clock my time, 7 Central, right?
Well, I'm sorry about that. I was discussing Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, which we could definitely discuss tonight too. Of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least you were on anyway.
Yes, I was on, I want to let everybody know that you're going to be on my program next Friday night.
Friday night we'll be discussing Pearl Harbor and the great deceiver FDR and his handlers who managed to take America into another ungodly war after, of course, they told us there would be no more wars if we just took our boys into World War One, the doughboys, you know?
And after FDR had promised not to get the USA into a war in Europe during his second run for president.
On the eve before Pearl Harbor, still insisting there will be no war. Yes. So we'll do that on your program. Now, also, you're on Friday nights on 5070, but what about Saturday now, tomorrow?
Yeah,
on the
Saturday.
7th.
Tomorrow at 5:30 Eastern Time, 4:30 Central Time on 7465. Shortwave station 7465.
All right.
And then Sunday, at 5 Eastern Time, 4 Central Time on 7465.
And what are the call letters of that?
It's WWDR.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we now tonight, I want to start off by asking some questions myself. And let's start off, first of all, just in case we don't get a chance to discuss it again. Let's talk about Christmas, okay?
Oh.
So-called Christmas and paganism and the holidays and where it came from. And I know you have papers on the pagan holidays and so forth. So you might want to start off by telling us why Christmas should not ever be celebrated by Christians.
Well, it violates the law of God. That's the main reason, of course. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, it states very clearly, and no interpretation needed, really. Begin verse 29, when the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, should be the heathen there, cut off the heathen from before thee, whether thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land. Now that's what Israel did, of course. Ancient Israel did that with the Canaanites. Take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following them after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their little g-gods, saying, how did these nations or people serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. Mm-hmm. For every abomination of the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their little g-gods. For even their sons and their daughters have they burned in the fire of their God. So this is the law of God saying clearly that you're not to take any pagan, heathen custom, festival, and do that and celebrate that custom and festival like the pagans did in honor of even the true God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's been done, of course, with Christmas. It came from the pagan sun worship of the Saturnalia and the Bimalia of the ancient Roman Empire around December 24th, 25th.
Mm-hmm.
It was a celebration of the birthday of the sun god, S-U-N God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not to take any pagan festival and observe that festival in honor of the true God.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly what the law of God says here, and that's what's been done, of course, with Easter and Christmas especially. And, of course, it being the Christmas season now, we'll concentrate on that festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that festival was not observed as a Christian festival until the mid-4th century A.D. We're looking at over 300 years after Christ Jesus ascended to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That no celebration of his human birth was ever discussed until the mid-4th century A.D., over 300 years later. And that was because of the religion of Constantine that was created at the Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D. And at that council, Constantine's religion was created, and eventually, after his death, even in 337 A.D., there was never a celebration of Christ Jesus' human birth, even still. That did not come until a few years later when the Roman Empire wanted to make everybody a quote-unquote Christian Constantine's religion. And yet these pagans were observing the birthday of the sun god at beginning with the winter solstice, December 21st,
mm-hmm.
and going through December 25th. And which it was called the Brumalia, the birthday of the sun god, then the Saturnalia at December 25th, which is the rebirth of the sun god, because the sun god supposedly was dying up until the winter solstice, and then he was reborn around December 25th. Well, of course, they didn't want to give up this pagan celebration in honor of the pagan sun god. So what Constantine's religion did was compromise with these pagans, Romans, and people that had become a part of the Roman Empire. They said, well, look, you can keep your celebration. You can keep your festivals. You can keep your festival, the Brumalia, the Saturnalia. You can still celebrate the same way you've always done.
Mm-hmm.
Only now you do this in honor of the birthday, not of the sun god, but of the son. Son of God.
And when exactly, if we may even get into the question now, when was Jesus born? He wasn't born on December 25th, obviously.
No. And he was not conceived in Mary on December 25th. There is a new lie now going around that, oh, well, we celebrate Christmas because this is the time that Christ Jesus was conceived in the Mary's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, folks, not at all. And I've got a cassette tape that proves that very clearly from the Bible. And in fact, Mary didn't carry Christ Jesus over 4 months. And I know that's a shock for a lot of people, but that's really what the scriptures say if you go to the Greek text, that baby Jesus was actually put into Mary as a fully formed baby. And not at Christmas time. She was not conceived as a regular human being was conceived. And she did not carry Jesus 9 months.
Right,
but
right.
To answer your question, Christ Jesus was born, which can be proven, during the autumn festival time, which was probably anywhere between late September and mid-October. Now, we know this from Luke chapter 2, verse 8, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
When the shepherds were still in the field keeping watch over the flocks by night.
Exactly, yeah.
And that could not be December 25th or anywhere near there. That no shepherd in his right mind would have the sheep out at night in the cold of winter. And Jerusalem and Bethlehem are in the northern hemisphere, same as we are. And look how cold it is right now, getting just here in the last day of November. Look, look how cold it is in a lot of parts of America right now.
Mm-hmm.
So no shepherd would have had his sheep out at this time of year. And if you look up any Bible commentary on Luke chapter 2, verse 8, it'll tell you, especially the Dake, D-A-K-E, Annotated Reference Bible, and the Companion Bible will tell you that the shepherds usually brought their sheep in from the fields around no later than mid-October. So we know that Christ Jesus had to be born no later than mid-October. More than likely, I'd say anywhere from late September to early October, probably.
And in order to, you know, conform to the sun god worshiping, the date now is all of a sudden December 25th.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the history of the United States itself, we know that Christmas was considered such an abomination to the early, you know, Puritans that they actually banned it, and anyone who was celebrating it would be prosecuted.
Exactly. And, you know, look what it's evolved into. It's evolved into nothing but a materialistic time of year. People are out there trying to get the best parking place to go to the malls. They're fighting each other to get to the best sales. In fact, it's very interesting, Rick. The day after Thanksgiving was called Black Friday. Now, why would any kind of a Christian time be called black? If you look up the color black in the Bible, it always refers to a time of trouble.
Yep.
It refers to a time of death, even. And read Revelation, you know, where chapter 6, I think it is, where it talks about the black horse representing famine. And so we see, and death. So we see that it's interesting that the first big shopping day of Christmas is called Black Friday. How can any Christian observe a Black Friday, and how can any Christian go out here with their tongue hanging out, you know, trying to buy all this materialistic stuff that has nothing to do with the birthday of Christ Jesus, has nothing to do with Christianity at all?
Of course, you know, we know when they say black, they're referring to the economic ledgers, getting into the black and out of the red. But I've been doing everything I can on my local television program with my co-host, Scott Smith, and also wherever I meet people, I tell them, I hope they go deeper into the red this year than they ever have in the past. And that's because if they think they're going to balance their ledger books on the backs and shoulders of Jesus Christ, and may the Lord damn them sincerely, because it is a blasphemy, as far as I'm concerned, a sacrilege, and it's cheap, petty, typical materialism, as you point out, just to make a buck on Jesus' good name.
Well, you know, Jesus said, Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon, and mammon is materialism, and that's what people are doing. That's what they think about mainly is, you know, getting things. And giving things, they give things in order to get things, you know.
Right.
And but what I'm saying is black also represents darkness in the Bible, which represents ignorance.
Understood.
And our people are ignorant of Christmas. They think it's the Christian festival, which it is not, of course.
Yeah. And we talked about Halloween the last time as well, and Easter. So we'll be back to this point and pick up on other questions that I have and our listeners at 1-800-313-9443. support the Republic Broadcasting Network with prayer and your donations if you can. We'll be right back with Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Okay, we're back with Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man, and that's thebibletruthman.com, Gene.
Yes, www.bibletruthman.com is my website. My email is BibleTruthMan@Yahoo.com.
Very good. Okay, and also we want to get into some of the questions that come up besides the pagan question, but I just wanted to bring that up now because, as you know, and we've pointed out so many times, the fact of the matter is that this is a month when people, and you know who the people are. It's the nominal Christians, the people with the money, who go out and patronize all of the big Zionist stores, all of the big corporations that are run primarily by powerful Zionists. And here they are giving their hard-earned dollars over to people who literally hate Jesus Christ, and in the name of his birthday, they are shopping and giving gifts. And the fact of the matter is that most of them, I would venture to say, are going into debt to do it, which is a double whammy, a double sin, because here they're in a position now where they're being forced to owe people something, and the scriptures tell us to owe no man anything. So it's a double whammy and a double sin as far as some people are concerned, Gene.
And how many people go and borrow money to do their Christmas shopping? And
precisely.
And Proverbs says that the borrower is subject to the lender.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And guess what? The same people that run these big department stores and some of your smaller ones also, the Zionists, they run the lending institutions that lend our people the money to go do business with the Zionists.
Such a deal.
It's Zionists lending people money to go do business with the Zionists, and all in the name of Christianity. And when these people reject Christianity and in their Babylon Talmud, their Bible, say that Jesus was basically a dog, a son of a demon, called him Pantera, a son of a demon, and it just and of course just say that he was born of out of through Mary by a Roman centurion, and you know that he was nothing but a regular man born out of wedlock from a Roman centurion through Mary, and.
Doesn't
and, you know, I mean, these are the people that are promoting Christmas more than anybody, and just to get money from our ignorant sheeple.
And doesn't it say not to pay homage or bid Godspeed to them that hate the Lord and abide not in his word, but hate the Lord Jesus Christ? And if we do, we become a what? A partaker of his evil deeds?
Exactly. That's exactly what it says in, I believe it's 2 Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Where it says, should we help those that hate the Lord, you know?
Give love to those that hate the Lord. Now there's a good example of another doctrine that we can get into, the love-hate doctrine. You know, we live in a time when, of course, with the popular humanistic, politically correct crowd, that we are told to love just about anything except, of course, the scriptures and those that oppose Satanism and the like. And we're told that love is in, the love child, the love generation, and that hate has no place in our society. Of course, we hear this from people like the ADL-type groups who particularly specialize in their own brand of hatred. And yet the scriptures tell us that we cannot love unless we hate, and we cannot hate unless we love. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if you love Christ, you must hate the opposite of Christ. If you love truth, you must do what? Hate the lie. Now, isn't that what the scriptures teach us, Gene?
Well, yes, and that scripture, by the way, that we just mentioned is in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2, where it says, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a rhetorical question, of course.
And the answer is given there as well.
The
answer is given there, too.
Right. Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We're suffering the wrath of the Lord and the curse of Deuteronomy 28 because we are doing this at Christmas time, because we are showing we are supporting the ungodly. We're supporting the Antichrist people that hate Christ Jesus and Christianity and the Bible and every Christian. And yet our people are going out here supporting them financially, supposedly celebrating the birthday of Christ Jesus or his conception in Mary's time, which is both are lies, and supporting these Zionists, people that hate Christ Jesus and Christianity, with our money, borrowing money from Zionist bankers to go do this, even at times. But yet, yes, Christ Jesus never said to love everybody. When he said love one another, he was talking to his disciples only.
Yes,
he was only talking to his disciples when he said love one another. Now he did say to love your enemies, and the word enemies there means your adversaries. And he said love your enemies. He did not say
love my enemies.
Right, exactly.
There's
a lot of difference between your and my.
Absolutely.
And so the preachers don't take notice of this, and therefore their ignorant followers don't take notice of this. Christ Jesus never said, love my enemies.
You know, we just had up here, and I know I'm up against the break, so I'll put forth the question, and then we'll address this when I come back. We have the Catholic bishop here in Rhode Island who was asked about the governor's statement concerning, those who are, what constitutes a family and what doesn't. The governor said, quite honestly, he didn't believe that a child does not have a father is really in the best of homes, and a child needs a father and a mother. And that's what constitutes a true family. And, of course, he's been condemned for that and attacked and called every name under the sun that you could imagine. But the bishop says, well, he agrees with that. However, that does not absolve the state of the obligation to take care of the children and also welcome in law-breaking illegal aliens. We'll address that with you and the Bible, Gene Smith, when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Don't forget to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Come on the website, those of you that have the connection, that have the computer, republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, that's www first. And one more thing I should mention as well, and that is that we do have a chat room now available on the home page for all listeners to communicate with each other and to communicate with we hosts. So don't forget that as well, not to mention Republic Trading Group, which, if you don't know the number, where to buy, where to invest in gold and silver, whatever's available here at Republic. The number is 800-691-7898, okay? Toll free at 800-691-7898. Now, Gene, I raised the specter of the local Roman Catholic bishop here who wears two hats and two faces. And on the one hand, he talks about the sanctity of life and how the state should protect life and all of that. And on the other hand, he's being a little bit critical of the governor's statement when the governor, who's also a Catholic, says that, hey, you know, the state cannot provide for responsibility for the family, and the churches should be doing more. Now, how do you feel about that? Is the bishop being a little bit, shall we say, anti-scriptural, to say the least?
Well, of course, to say the least. And you have to understand that that there is a philosophy, a humanistic philosophy, that pervades all of Caucasian Israel today, and especially America, that, you know, that we should just help anybody and everybody, and that we should allow, therefore, anybody that needs help to come into this country, legally or illegally, apparently now.
Yep.
And just take our taxpayer money and live on welfare, food cards, and take jobs that Americans would take, but they're not going to take for, you know, a low wage. And this philosophy is an ideology, and this is what Ron Paul even said on the Republican debates the other night. He says that we are in a battle of ideologies. And this ideology of loving everybody and humanism and the brotherhood of man, which all stems from the brotherhood of man concept, which is a communist concept,
mm-hmm.
all goes back to supposedly we all come from Noah and his family and Adam and Eve. That's where it all originates, right there.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can go out here and talk to anybody, whether they're Christian or not, whether they claim to be a Christian or not. You can ask them, you know, where do you think we come from? They'll all, you know, most people will say we all come from Adam and Eve and Noah's family. Even people that don't even claim to be Christian might say that. And therefore, that has led to, like I say, this humanistic ideology where we think that we should just love everybody, when Christ Jesus never said that, and that loving your enemy actually means to support your enemy, as even the enemies of Christ Jesus. Well, I've just read 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2, that says we should not do that. And that scripture is valid, just as valid today as it was back in ancient times. Christ Jesus said we're to live by every word of God in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and Luke chapter mm-hmm. 4, verse 4, and 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2 is part of the word of God. So therefore, since Christ Jesus never said to love everybody, and when he said love your enemies, he was talking about your personal adversaries, not his enemies. We should never give aid and comfort to his enemies. And people that want to come into this country, especially illegally, and live off the taxpayers, you know, that is theft. That is nothing but theft for people
and
to do
procreate
this.
At that. Procreation as well. And
yep.
then the father winds up taking off, and there's a new quote father, a live-in father, and he takes off, and then sometimes there's more than one at the same time, and this goes on and on and on, and it perpetuates itself. Now, when the bishop was asked about the illegals, do you know what he had the gall to say? He said he knows that Jesus would welcome them in all the way into our country. And I said, what he's saying is Jesus is a lawbreaker. He's
exactly.
making the same charge that the Jews made before Pilate when they said, and they changed the charge to sedition. They made him out to be a seditionist, didn't they? They said he's breaking the law. He's yeah. interfering with the laws of man.
Right.
And he did no such thing. And this is what the bishop is saying now.
Well, like I say, nobody should come to this country legally even and live off taxpayers. If you cannot come into this country and get an education to support yourself and your family without living off taxpayers, then you should not be here, even legally, but especially not illegally, of course.
Now, let me ask you this, Gene, as far as the biblical response, what about the children who are caught in this web? The children have no choice in the matter. They're created, and now they're left out in the cold. What do we do about them? That's a responsibility of charity, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. But we should not help the ungodly, and that means ungodly families too.
That's right.
Who are raising their children to be ungodly and, mm-hmm. and be anti-Christian and anti-Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be careful who we help. You know, we like I say, when Jesus said love your enemy, he meant your personal adversary, people that you know that might just, you know, that might be your adversaries. But the word love is defined in Romans chapter 13 and verse 10 for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a humanistic love. It is the fulfilling of the law of God. That is what it says. Love is the fulfilling of the law of God. When we obey the commandments and statutes in Exodus and Deuteronomy, we are showing love. And when we treat even our personal adversaries according to the law of God, we're showing love to them. And so, in other words, if my neighbor comes over here and kills my dog, I don't have the right to go kill his dog. And that's what, we don't render evil for evil. And that is showing love to our adversaries even. But to help Christ Jesus' enemies, who are also the enemies of Christians too, that is totally against the law of God. And it's what 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2 talks about, us not doing that. And but the children, of course, yeah, they're the innocent victims sometimes. And what I'm saying is that, yes, maybe the children, you know, should be helped some way, somehow. But what I'm saying is we don't help families that are anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-Bible families. And that includes children that are being taught this also. And if you're illegal, then the entire family should go back, of course. I mean, you can't say the children should stay and the mother and father go back. No, the entire family must go back if they're illegal. They broke the law to come here. They are criminals once they come into this country illegally. They're automatically criminals. And they are, and like I say, these families, are there. They might be working at a low wage, but they're also sending money back to their home country. They claim very little money, therefore, left over, and they get subsidized by welfare and food cards and hospitalization
and social security payments as well.
And that is theft. To live off taxpayers, people that are working, that is theft. And we should not allow the children to end up being thieves also. We should not you know, allow children to steal from the taxpayers.
Well, certainly, it sets the wrong example for the children. And here they are at a young age learning to do something which, of course, will harm them later in life, rather than teaching them the way of the Lord.
Well, if the children are just given a basic free living off taxpayers, what are they learning? They're learning to live off other people.
Yeah,
and that is theft. The Bible teaches that we should take care of our own families. If you don't do that, you're worse than an infidel, it says. But it is theft when you are living off somebody else's work. That is theft. And when you're living off taxpayers, you're living off their work.
And that is
just the bottom line.
I've always said, you know, not just the individual, but the government, the state, has as much obligation to obey the commandments of God as does the individual, vis-a-vis the question of theft. Does the state have the right to steal in order to provide for the living of others? And that means to the sustenance of others. And, of course, you've just answered that question. No, it does not. The state has no authority from Scripture to be engaged in stealing. And that's why the Ten Commandments, Gene, were replaced with the 10 points of what? Marxism. Communism, not 9 or 8 or 7 or 5, but 10 points. Why do you think Mr. Engels and Mr. Marx came up with 10? Well, obviously it was to counter the 10 commandments.
Exactly.
And not many people realize that today.
I know.
And you know, Billy Graham made the statement, and I know because I read it at the time in the media. He made the outrageous statement that if we couldn't have the Ten Commandments in our public schools, then why not have the thoughts of Chairman Mao? Chairman Mao, who was responsible for the murder of upwards of 70 million people in China, Billy Graham said we could have the thoughts of this madman.
Well, don't get me on Billy Graham, because to me he's one of the biggest false prophets you know, America's ever produced. And and of course he has a lot of his kind of ilk around now, of course, and they're being some of these people are being investigated for misusing money. But any of these preachers that live off tithing, that extort money from people through tithing, saying you have to give me 10% of your money to be a Christian, that is nothing but religious extortion and theft. And all of these people are nothing but liars and thieves. And Billy Graham has to be I guess, the most prolific that we've ever produced in America. And he's a product of the media. He's a product of the Hearst newspapers. The Hearst newspapers out of Los Angeles back in the late 40s promoted him as being such a great Christian and started his gave him money to start his so-called crusades, you know.
Well, anyone who could walk arm in arm and hug and kiss Dwight Eisenhower, knowing what he did in World War II, and calls himself a Christian, that should tell me all I need to know about this evangelist.
Well, he was a friend of all the presidents, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who got us into the Vietnam War.
Starting with Eisenhower, though.
Yes, Eisenhower
exactly.
Hated the German people, and the bombing of Dresden was his doing after the war was over.
That's right.
The only people left alive in Dresden, Germany, were people that were found in the basement of a pub. That entire city and population basically was wiped out after the war was over.
Incinerated.
Yeah.
That
Holocaust.
Was a true Holocaust.
Right.
That was a genuine Holocaust,
That was a true Holocaust there.
Excuse me?
That was a true Holocaust there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a burnt offering for sure. Unfortunately, as I said, Mr. Eisenhower can take full responsibility for that on Judgment Day. The questions that, of course, you want to address as well, and we'll wait for callers to get on the line, is the question that that has to do, again, with the flood and the floods in Genesis and the Noahic flood in particular, and how I think most people today, as you found out from that debate that you were a participant with, the consensus is the flood was universal, that is, global in nature. And that's not what the Bible teaches.
No. And if you have the flood being universal there, you have to say that we all come from from Noah and his family.
Yes.
And,
yes,
of course, that goes right along with we all come from Adam and Eve, too.
Right.
But somehow Noah's family had the genetic traits of all these races within them. The Bible says nothing about that. There's no historical proof of that. That's just another lie to back up a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you know, in order to back up a lie, you got to tell a lie. And
yes.
That's exactly what's happened with this subject especially. And, again, people say, what difference does it make? Well, let me tell you, if you don't know what difference it makes to know the truth about the flood of Noah's time and Adam and Eve not being the first people on Earth, then you don't understand what's really happening today. We have a multicultural, pluralistic, socialistic society today because of this erroneous ideology that Ron Paul talked about, that it's the war of ideologies today. This erroneous ideology that we all come from Adam and Eve, that all races come from Adam and Eve and the Noah's family. And nothing could be further from the truth. And knowing the truth will set us free from this, as Christ Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31.
Amen to that.
This has led to the illegal aliens. Why do you think the federal government doesn't stop illegal aliens coming across our border? Well, because they have this philosophy of the brotherhood of man. They have this philosophy of loving everybody that Christ Jesus never taught, that we should just take in all of these people. I'm not saying they're not needy people, some of them, but a lot of them are criminals, too, of course. And how many could be terrorists? Even the people that are needy, you know, we can't take in the world here of needy people. And we don't have any biblical mandate to do that either. And so and we can't economically do this. And, I mean, just look at the situation now in America, economically and socially, with these 20 million illegal aliens here. And I know there's at least 20 million. And so,
if not 30.
No, not 12.
If not 30.
If not 30, yes. And what I'm saying is, can you imagine extending this erroneous philosophy and ideology to just say we'll take in anybody and everybody that's needy in the world?
Yes.
We can't do that. And it's not a Christian principle to do that anyway, because these people, when they come over here, like I say, the vast majority, even though they might be working, they're still living mainly off the taxpayers, off other people's labor, which is theft.
Now, some of them may, quote, be Christian, quote, unquote, okay? Mm. And I use that word very loosely, again, nominal Christian. Are we any less obligated to deal with them in the same way that we would a non-Christian?
Well, no Christian is going to come across the border illegally, period.
Well, I'm just saying, now let's say they backslide. Let's say they won, you know, we all do it. We all obviously are still sinners, even though we're Christians.
Well, they know
what if they
doing,
do that?
They know what they're doing. If I go and rob a store tomorrow, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is not a sin.
So it's no excuse is what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is no sin of omission. This is a
sin
a
of commission.
Where they know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but what I'm saying is that if they need to come over legally and they need to have an occupation or have a means to get have an occupation where they don't live off other people's labor, which is theft. And but again, the borders are open because there are this erroneous philosophy, ideology, mm-hmm. that we all come from Adam and Eve and Noah's family because of the worldwide flood. And nothing could be further from the truth. Christ Jesus never taught to love everybody. He never taught his disciples to go out and live off other people. He never taught that. He never taught any Christian to go and live off other people. And the Bible says, you know, to work out your own salvation, it says if you don't take care of your own family, you're worse than an infidel. And
doubt about that, huh?
Yeah. So
that's pretty strong language.
What we're talking about violates Christian teaching.
I could just see a hate charge being leveled against Jesus, huh? You bet. He's telling the truth.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back, Gene Smith. We have callers that want to ask questions of you, and we will take them when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
are back now. And we are talking with Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com. And we have some people that want to speak to Gene at 1-800-313-9443. That's the toll-free line. And I think Larry is first up in Texas. I think Larry had a question because he was one that called before when you were on. Right, Larry?
Yeah. That would
were you one of the, if you'll pardon the expression, doubting Thomases at the time?
No, I'm not the doubting Thomas. I've pretty much made basically what Gene, what I understand what Gene is talking about is the Christian identity type of teaching. Comment about the global flood. I mean, you'd have to be an absolute moron to believe that theory because, you know, if that was true, how is it that kangaroos ended up back in Australia? Because, kangaroos would have had to come all the way over to, you know, that Mesopotamian flood area. And then after they got off the ark, they somehow crossed over that that land mass and water mass that's between the Southeast Asia area and Australia. I mean, how did kangaroos get back over to that land mass? Did they, like, backstroke back to there and like the species of animals that went back to South America that are only found in South America, how did they end up in that on that continent?
Maybe they took a flying saucer.
Yeah, I guess so. But,
or a raft or something, huh, Gene?
Yeah, I guess so. But
what do you think, Gene?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. It's not just kangaroos. I mean, how did snails end up in California?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, a snail, how fast does a snail move? How could a snail move from the ark? Yeah, they're in the Middle East to California, and of course there are snails other than places in California. But why do we have snails in California? I mean, as slow as they move, they would still be traveling to California from the 24th century BC.
Oh yeah. Well, there's just so many things. The whole global flood thing just doesn't make any sense, and I guess it only works, you know, that belief only works if you're a Judeo-Christian, which personally I believe that's the delusional religion of the end times is, what Yahshua the Messiah talked about. And as far as loving your enemy, I believe that loving your enemy is basically dealing with, your fellow Israelite brothers. You know, if you had quarrels with your Israelite brothers, you know, you were able to reconcile with your brother in a way of knowing that you had your issues with each other, if you had your disagreements and you were able to make amends with your brother. But as far as your non-white brothers, I mean, if these, I would call them enemies, they're not related to me in any way, shape, form. They're not genetically related to me, so I consider them they're my enemy, and
What about to love your neighbor now? How about that?
Love my neighbor. That is my racial brother, Israelite brother that came from Jacob, who is Israel,
now,
the true Israelites.
All right, Gene. What's the answer? Is that correct?
Well, yes. Christ Jesus said that your enemies will be they of your own household. And again, the Greek word for enemies means your adversaries. He said they will be of your own household. And he was talking about, of course, the household of Caucasian Israel here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, loving your enemies means your personal adversary.
Well, now, supposing it's a personal adversary who's of a different faith or a different race.
Well, if you have, your personal adversary could be, it has to be somebody you know.
But
because
it doesn't have to be. All right, hold on to that thought.
You.
Hang on, guys, because I want to pursue this, Larry, and Mike will be next, and there's room for you to jump aboard right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams speaking with Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com. Stay with me.